basketball. Amherst basketball tied at 11 with 6:45 to go here. Back cut Abbott right underneath the hoop. Up and in, and a foul to go along with it.
Today, it's live coverage of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament featuring Amherst, Ogallala, North Platte, St. Pat's, and the host Stars. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
And so the Stars have a chance to inbound it underneath their own basket. They lead it 38-31. Inbounded for Squires. She'll fire a three. Missed it, but the rebound by Shundoff. As Shundoff hits the putback.
Day one of the Stars tournament produced two close boys contests and two big winners in the girls' games. Today, Amherst faces off with Ogallala in the consolation games, while Kearney Catholic battles North Platte St. Pat's in the championships. It's the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio Sports Director Doug Duda live from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon once again, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School. It's time for the championship doubleheader of the 2013 Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament featuring the host Stars and the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's. With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Kearney Catholic girls 8-0, ranked third in the preseason in Class C1. And for North Platte St. Pat's, they are 6-1, and they are ranked second in Class D1 is what they're down to this year. Been C2 forever, but this year a D1 program. Earlier today in the consolation games, Ogallala won the girls game over Amherst 51-19. Amherst won the boys game 55-49. Also, on the side of things where we have classic hits 98-9, it is the girls consolation game going to Ravenna by a score of 51-38. Over Spalding Academy. We'll be back to take a look at the starters for our ball game after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Right, welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Our starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, better choices at Five Points Bank. For North Platte St. Pat's, number 10, didn't play yesterday. Back in the lineup today is junior Anna O'Malley. Number 24, junior Aaron Nozicka. Number 30, junior Tony Cadillo. Number 40, senior Bree Sainer. And the 6'3", senior number 50, Brittany Lawrence. Head coach at North Platte St. Pat's is Nate Steineke, assisted by Brad Braithwaite and Cheryl Braithwaite. They come in with a record of 6-1, their only loss to undefeated Hershey. For Kearney Catholic, number 13, 5'7", senior, is Shayla Connor. But it looks like Kearney Catholic is going to go with a little different starting lineup here. They put Connor out there last. Number 21 is Allie Prasoski, 5'6", junior. Number 22, 5'6", junior, Whitney Colling. Number 41, 5'8", sophomore, Maddie Squires. And number 44, 5'8", senior, in Kayla Shundoff. The head coach is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Tim Teal, and Laura Berkink. Perfect 8-0, ranked third in C1. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll tip it off next.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Jeff Wolf puts the ball in the air, and we are underway, and Kearney Catholic is actually going to have the ball fall into their hands, get it underneath to Calling. Her jumper is no good. Shayla Connor gets the rebound. Three-pointer kicked out, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Irish, and a quick start to our basketball game as Bree Sainer had the rebound. Kearney Catholic comes out of man-to-man here against the 6-1 Irish. Lawrence is going to be the big mismatch, and Shayla Connor is going to be covering her. Now they'll switch it over to Shundoff. Dribbling with the left hand, O'Malley, outstanding guard here for the Irish. Just a junior, but has played her whole career here for St. Pat's. Lawrence comes out top. She's going to Creighton to play volleyball. Over to O'Malley. She'll try a three-pointer. It's no good. And the rebound will be pulled down by Maddie Squires. Outlet pass to Connor. Stars want to run to Shundoff. Takes it around Lawrence. Off the glass, no good. Brittany gets the rebound. Every shot in the paint, she's going to be able to contest. She got in some foul trouble yesterday, but they were still able to get the victory against Amherst very easily by 30 points. Both teams easy victories yesterday. As the ball comes down to the baseline, and Bree Sainer will hit the turnaround jumper, and North Platte St. Pat's draws first blood here by a score of 2-0. Colling brings it up. Man-to-man defense also from St. Pat's to Connor. Tries baseline, kicks it out. Here's a 19-footer on the way. They'll call it a three-pointer. It's good by Shundoff. Kayla hits the three-point bucket to give Kearney Catholic a 3-2 lead. Man-to-man as Colling gets up there on the point guard, Anna O'Malley. Spread the floor here. Looks for the cutter. Not there. So they'll go, instead of the right, they'll go to the left into the hands of Nozicka, trying to find Cadillo. Back up top, around the perimeter, off a couple of picks down to Lawrence, but she came way outside the paint. Throws it back inside. Good catch and shot by Sainer. Bree Sainer with back-to-back buckets here. And the Irish lead it by a score of 4-3. Girls Championship on KXPN Kearney and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Connor off the dribble, got by O'Malley, drives in, runs into Lawrence, and a foul called. And let's see if this is on the 6'4 senior, Brittany Lawrence. No, it's not. And two free throws coming up here for Shayla Connor. Foul instead was called on Aaron Nozicka. First foul of the game. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is good. 4-4, tied up here in the first 2 minutes of our girls' championship. Second free throw now by Connor on the way, and that's short, and Lawrence will grab the rebound. Brittany outlet pass and some miscommunication. It goes out of bounds. The Irish will turn it over. She had two teammates, and they both split as soon as she threw the ball. And nobody grabbed it. So Kearney Catholic with the break, and Prosaski will inbound it to Colling. She'll use the left-hand dribble over to Shundoff on the wing. They sag off her, dribbles in, takes it at Lawrence. Lawrence blocks the shot and takes it away. Hands it off there to O'Malley. Anna waits for the traffic to clear, brings it up on Colling. Colling tipped it. Now they try to trap her into the front court to Cadillo. Good dribble drive here. Off to Lawrence. One dribble outside the paint. Back up top to O'Malley. She gets tripped up as she comes to the rack, and she'll throw it up and score. Anna O'Malley makes it 6-4, North Platte St. Pat's. Kearney Catholic at 8-0, but really only been tested in a couple of their games. Lincoln Lutheran gave them a four-point game early this season as Prosaski pulls up for three and hit it. Allie Prosaski, second three-pointer here of the game for Kearney Catholic, and they regain the lead at 7-6. As Cadillo throws it into the front court to Lawrence, she is a press breaker. If he can get it to her, good bounce pass underneath. They find Sainer. She'll lay it up and in. Sainer was open on a bullet pass over there from Nozicka, and it's 8-7. North Platte St. Pat's up by one. Maddie Squires drives from the right elbow, tries to go between the double team, trips, falls down, the ball goes out of bounds. Kearney Catholic with their first turnover. And checking into the ball game here for the Irish will be freshman Amanda McClellan, and Nozicka will get our first breather of the game. St. Pat's will inbound it. O'Malley gets it up to Cadillo across the timeline, runs into three stars and turns it over. Kearney Catholic with Connor up to Squires. Nice dish back out for three, and Prosaski can't get it to go. Ball loose, and it's going to be grabbed by the Irish underneath Amanda McClellan. McClellan will give it off to O'Malley. They try to double-team her across the timeline to Lawrence. To the free-throw line, Sainer. Trapping out on the right wing with McClellan. McClellan steps through the double-team up to Cadillo. Tries to lob it down low, but Maddie Squires intercepts the pass. Maddie will dribble it up the floor, 2-on-3. Turn and fires it backwards to Prasoski. Out to Shundoff, who had an early three. Lawrence on her, doesn't come out to guard her, so she'll shoot the 16-footer. It's no good. And Sainer will grab her second rebound here for the Irish, and the outlet pass stolen away. Prasoski dishes it off to Colling, who lays it up and scores. Whitney Colling with the layup, but it was Prasoski that did all the work, and it's 9-8 Kearney Catholic. That was the fourth Irish turnover. Kate Steinke trying to tell his girls how to get that press broke. O'Malley does it all by herself and scores. So when Irish break that press, they're not afraid to attack the rim, and they throw that one up and in, and it is 10-9 in favor of North Platte St. Pat's. 3:20 to go here in the first quarter of the girls' championship. Shundoff gives it off to Squires. Bounce pass, knocked away. Steal made by Cadillo. Cadillo, 2-on-2, takes it all the way in, takes a tough shot, no good. Offensive rebound, put back up, partially blocked in there by Maddie Squires on the attempt by Sainer, and we come up the floor for Kearney Catholic. Colling starts to drive in the corner. Shundoff, 16-footer, no good. Lawrence grabs her third rebound. Little mini track meet here over the last 2 minutes. Up and down the floor, we've had one foul called. 6 turnovers, 4 on the Irish, 2 on Kearney Catholic. 10-9, North Platte St. Pat's with the lead. Lawrence at the top of the key. Underneath, they don't pay attention when Lawrence isn't in there, but the shot was missed, and Kearney Catholic is going to call a timeout after the Maddie Squires rebound of the McClellan miss. 2:36 to go here in the first quarter of our girls' championship. It is North Platte St. Pat's 10, Kearney Catholic 9. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
Motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Joe Methy.
Welcome back to High School Hoops here on ESPN Radio. Kearney Catholic out of the timeout has brought Michelle Messbarger into the game. Also Morgan Studi. Whole bunch of new girls out of that timeout, and the ball is turned over by the Stars. North Platte St. Pat's pushes the ball up the floor, trying to track it down from behind is Messbarger, and a travel going to be called on St. Pat's. So in for Kearney Catholic, we have got Studi along with Anna Squires, Caitlin Long, Messbarger, Kylie Teal are all on the floor. So Coach Petrie may see a game go deep here into the ball game, and he wants to be a little more fresh as Kearney Catholic spots up for a three, but before they can get it away, the travel is called. So back over it goes to North Platte St. Pat's. 2:02 to go here in the first quarter. 10-9, the Irish with the lead. As Cadillo with the basketball, taking their time to break the press. Back over to O'Malley, back to Cadillo across the timeline, then stopped, throws over the top, gets it into the hands of O'Malley, fires it underneath. Sainer's there. She got fouled, no call. Rebound brought down by Caitlin Long. And here comes North Platte, or here comes Kearney Catholic on the offense. Teal to Studi for three. That's off the front of the iron, no good. Offensive rebound, Long. She has her shot blocked by Lawrence. And North Platte St. Pat's will come out of there with the ball. Lawrence dribbling the basketball. That's not what they want. They're having some problems with the Kearney Catholic pressure. A screen is set for them to bounce pass it into the front court to Cadillo. Makes a good pass to the trailer, and McClellan will lay it up and in. 12-9, North Platte St. Pat's leads it by three with a minute 10 to go here in the first quarter of play. Messbarger into the front court, gives it off to Studi into the corner. Long, a 16-footer, and she'll hit it. Kearney Catholic's got some tall post players that can shoot the ball, and Long is in the next long line as she hits that one to cut it to one. Again, the press is broke. McClellan brings it in, but she walked with the basketball, took an extra step. She was too wide open after she caught it. 12-11, St. Pat's. 6th turnover on the Irish, but they still lead. Kearney Catholic will bring the ball up here with Messbarger. 40 seconds remains in the first quarter. They spread the floor. She takes it right into the paint, kicks it back out. Long, not afraid to shoot. That one is no good. Ball is going to be saved in by Studi. Chance for Long underneath, and she missed the short one. The rebound, Lawrence is able to grab that one. No, she didn't. It went out of bounds. She tried to grab it, but it ended up on the baseline, and it'll be another chance here for Kearney Catholic. Long, 6'1", Anna Squires, 5'10", got some tall freshmen. As Messbarger to throw it in. Nothing inside, so they'll kick it out. Teal, catch and fire three, and it is good for Kylie Teal. That's the third three of the first quarter for Kearney Catholic, and it gives them the lead back at 14-12. 15 seconds to go here in the quarter. Cadillo to Lawrence. She throws over everybody into the front court and finds Nozicka. Out for O'Malley's three. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Studi, and her outlet pass goes out of bounds. Studi thought her teammate was looking. Instead, it goes out of bounds, and that will give the Irish a chance here in the front court. McClellan's going to check in. Also in there is Peyton Irish, an adequate name for North Platte St. Pat's. They throw it in the backcourt. The Irish have no idea how much time's left, and that is the end of the quarter. And at the end of one quarter of play, Kearney Catholic 14, North Platte St. Pat's 12. It's the girls' championship game of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Well, pretty even first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic had six different players scored, while Bree Sainer had 6 points for St. Pat's. At the end of one, it is 14-12 in favor of Kearney Catholic, and North Platte St. Pat's will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. Turnovers, four for the Stars, six for the Irish. And up top with it, Anna O'Malley. She had 4 points in the first quarter. Lawrence has not scored. Three-pointer could Teal from way out there. No good. That means a long rebound. Kylie Teal, she's off to the races, but from behind, it's going to be knocked away and out of bounds by Anna O'Malley. Shundoff, Teal, and Prasoski have all hit a three-pointer, and they would be the leaders in the scoring department. Stars were 3 of 6, and the Irish are now 0 of 3. We've been to the free throw line one time, where the Stars are 1 of 2. Inbounds pass all the way up top, and Cotillo makes another steal. She'll bring it up the floor, hit the trailer for a travel. The ball wasn't cleanly grabbed that time by the Irish trailer in Aaron Nozicka, and they're going to call her for the travel. So the teams exchange turnovers. But I'll tell you what, the junior Tony Cadillo showing some good speed out there. She's been all over the place and made a few steals. With it, Messbarger. Into the corner, Caitlin Long. Out on the wing to Kylie Teal. Tries to get it inside to Squires, and the ball is knocked away. So the second team has, second five, has made some points, but they've also made more mistakes since they've come in. Lawrence throws it into the paint to Sainer. Back out top, straightaway three. Cadilla won't go. Long rebound again, fought for, still loose, and it's going to be O'Malley to grab it here for the Irish. Out to Cadilla, spin move off the high pick from Lawrence. And instead of going down low, they'll throw it up top and reset, and the pass gets away. Out of bounds. Right now, there is basketball on Classic Hits 98.9. At the end of one, it is Overton 15, Centura 9 in the boys' consolation game. Earlier, it was 51-38. Ravenna girls winning the consolation game over Spalding Academy. Right now, Whitney calling as the substitutions have been made and the starters are back in there for the Stars. Prasoski to the free throw line. Started to go with the runner. Lost the handle. And Kearney Catholic now having turnover problems. That's seven. Cadillo comes across the timeline, 90 seconds into the quarter, and nobody scored. But here's a turnover that might allow Shayla Connor to take it in. Lawrence tried to block it, couldn't get there in time. And Shayla Connor with the transition bucket, and the Stars now lead it by a score of 16-12. They have scored seven in a row. Outlet pass, O'Malley. Kicks it off into the corner for her teammate, Sainer. Back up Cadillo, three-pointer, skips out, won't go. Long rebound comes out to Maddie Squires. Squires starts to push it up the floor, gives it off to Shundoff, to Connor, back to Kayla. And Lawrence has to come out and guard her. That kind of opens up the baseline. That's exactly what they give it. Squires with a bounce pass, and she'll lay it up and in. And a timeout will be called here by North Platte St. Pat's as Kearney Catholic has went on a 9-0 run to take an 18-12 lead with 5:43 to go in the first half of play. And this timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. We'll be right back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. 5:40 to go here in the second quarter. Kearney Catholic has taken an 18-12 lead over North Platte St. Pat's. The Irish break the press out of the timeout, but their entry pass into the lane goes over the head of Nozicka and out of bounds. That is the 10th turnover for North Platte St. Pat's. Substitution coming into the game is going to be Amanda McClellan. And the Stars will throw it in with Connor, Prasoski calling, Maddie Squires, and Shundoff on the floor. Squires on the right elbow. Still only one foul called in the game. And a travel on the Stars. That'll be the eighth turnover on Kearney Catholic. And back over to North Platte St. Pat's. McClellan to throw it in, gets it to O'Malley. Anna, the junior guard, working on calling, pokes it away. Ball's loose, 10-second count is on, picked up by McClellan. Still hasn't got across the timeline, and Cadillo takes her time to do so, but does break the 10-second mark, and then it is going to be knocked away by Maddie Squires. Now, we're at that point of the game where everybody, because there's only been one foul called, and that's probably right, but everybody's starting to get a little more over-aggressive. The play's getting a little sloppier because everybody's trying to make a steal on every pass and take a shot on every pass. And here they try to lob it into Lawrence, and Shundoff steals it away. So will anybody settle down, or will the Stars continue to find a way to extend the lead? And they turn it over. Cadillo with the steal. Cadillo out ahead of Prasoski. Prasoski catches up, knocks it out of her hands, and the Irish will take it out underneath their own hoop. North Platte St. Pat's, not only haven't they scored here in the second quarter, they went a long time at the end of the first quarter without a point. 18-12 Stars. And they're going to have to lob it into Lawrence out on the left wing. Back to Cadillo in the corner. O'Malley, one dribble. Tough three. It is no good. 0 of 6 from out there. And the rebound comes long to Colling. Colling up the floor around three players. Puts it up. No good. The ball is tapped out by Shundoff. And Kearney Catholic will get it. Prasoski puts it up. And it's blocked from the side by Cadillo. Out of bounds to the Irish. 4:24 remaining before halftime at the half. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll recap our consolation games from earlier today, won by the Ogallala girls and Amherst boys. We'll also preview the boys' championship game with Stars coach Scott Carlin. Finally, Lawrence gets a lob underneath and is able to score her first bucket of the ball game. Standing at 6'4", she should be more of an offensive threat. She gets her first bucket, and that breaks about a six-minute scoreless drought for the Irish. 18-14, Colling drives left side of the lane. There's Lawrence, just throws it up, no good, but a foul on Amanda McClellan, who was playing her in the man-to-man. That'll be the first on McClellan. second foul of the game. Both times, though, they've resulted in Kearney Catholic free throws. And Whitney Colling will go to the line and shoot two. As the free throw is on the way, and it is in. 3 points for Colling. 19-14, Kearney Catholic. Stars 8-0, North Platte St. Pat's 6-1. And the second free throw is on the way, and it's no good. Ball is tapped out, though, and Colling's able to run it down to the corner for her second rebound. To Shundoff. Shundoff drives, takes it out. Lawrence puts the runner up, no good. And the rebound brought down by Amanda McClellan. Gives it off to Anna O'Malley. O'Malley with the dribble, crosses it over to the right side. They're trying to trap her. Ball deflected out of bounds. It'll still be the Irish. Checking in now, Anna Squires. And Shundoff is going to come out of the basketball game. And the Irish will throw it in. Trailing 19-14 with 3.5 to go here in the second quarter. Cadillo throws over the trap. Gets it to McClellan. McClellan lobs it down low to Sainer. Tries to feed it back to Lawrence. But Maddie Squires is there for another deflection and steal. And here come the Stars. Up ahead to Connor. Knocked out of her hands. And out of bounds it goes. Back in for the Irish. Aaron Nozicka. College football final today from the Advocare Bowl. Arizona 42, Boston College 19. Halftime of the Sun Bowl, UCLA 14, Virginia Tech 7. Duke and Texas A&M in the Chick-fil-A Bowl tonight at 7 here on ESPN Radio. Stars back out of the out-of-bounds, get it to Squires. Right corner starts to drive up top to Connor. Connor ball fake around O'Malley, goes by Lawrence, left-handed layup, good. 5 points for Shayla Connor, and it's 21-14. The Stars now lead it by 7 with 2:55 to go in the second quarter. Things slowing down for the Irish as they throw it over the top to Cadillo. She starts to drive, doesn't really have numbers, pulls up, has her shot blocked by Anna Squires. Picked up Connor, outlet pass to Colling, can't quite handle it. It's out of bounds off Kearney Catholic. And here comes the second crew in for the Stars, Messbarger, Studi, Teal, Long. With 2:37 before the half. And the Irish got to find a way to get some points. Just 2 points in about 8 minutes worth of work here. And their three-point lead is now a seven-point deficit. O'Malley in the backcourt. Over to Cadillo with the dribble. Twice over the top. Gets it to O'Malley in the front court. High post. They go to Lawrence. Back out top. Quick ball movement here. This is a solid D1 basketball team that is expected to be at the state tournament. Cadillo, bounce pass knocked away. And the Irish will try it again. Jim Langan will give it to Cadillo, and she'll look to toss it in short to O'Malley, but all she does is dribble towards midcourt. I think they're starting to get wore down a little bit, too. Cadillo back over to O'Malley, the high post. Lawrence quickly kicks it out. Long three by Cadillo. It just won't go. They need one of them to fall. Long rebound brought down by Kylie Teal, her second. Up ahead, Messbarger attacks the rack, and a foul will be called. Shot was no good because of the foul. And it's going to be called on Anna O'Malley, her first and the team's third. And Michelle Messbarger goes to the line to shoot two. And the first free throw is up and in for the sophomore. Her first point of the game, 22-14. And the second free throw for Messbarger. On the way, bounces off the rim, no good. Nozicka will get her first rebound. And here comes North Platte St. Pat's trying to get back into this one before halftime. And the ball off the foot of Cadillo as she dribbled into the double team of Squires and Messbarger. And I've got the Irish with 13 turnovers here in the first half. That is not the norm for St. Pat's. Messbarger brings it into the front court. They post up long. Lawrence is able to get her hand in there and knock it away. So the Stars with their 11th turnover of the game. But the Irish haven't scored as much on transition. O'Malley tries to change that nice move into the lane and scores 6 for Anna O'Malley. 22-16 Stars. O'Malley decided enough was enough. Now Teal tries the same thing at the other end. Her floater no good. Long got the rebound. And we've got a foul underneath. It's going to be on Kearney Catholic. But it's not on Long. It's on Messbarger. That's the first foul of the game on the Stars, and it comes at the 1:11 mark of the second quarter. But again, only three have been called to the Irish. Inbounds pass to Anna O'Malley. Gives it right back over to McClellan. Trying to avoid the press. Messbarger steals it underneath the hoop and an easy score. Michelle with three. And it's 24-16. Easy, easy steal and another steal. Back underneath the Messbarger, and she's fouled. Studi made the steal and the feed. And the foul this time, again, Anna O'Malley, they say. That is her second. And checking in will be Peyton Irish. McClellan will check out. Kearney Catholic underneath their own hoop, under a minute to go here in the half. Teal lobs it into Squires, who's stuck in the right-hand corner. Dribbles it out to Studi. Back to Teal. Irish know that they're trying to set up a three-point play, and a carry called on the freshman. Well, by two teams that are 14-1, you would not expect to see 17 turnovers in one quarter, and that's what we've got here in the second. 24-16 Stars as O'Malley dribbles right into the trap. Ball deflected away. Messbarger steal right underneath the hoop. She'll pick it up and score. Five in a row for Michelle Messbarger on the deflection. Another steal, and Messbarger does it again. Messbarger with seven in a row, and all of a sudden this game might get out of hand by halftime. The Irish had got back in there, and now a foul on Studi going for yet another steal. But it took 15 minutes for the Stars to really pick that basketball off underneath. And when they did, they got three straight. Now we're down to 20 seconds to go in the half. Anna O'Malley and another foul. Studi getting a little too close. Her second straight foul. She'll come out. Colley will come in for the last 17 seconds. And to throw it in, Peyton Irish. Almost picked off again by Messbarger. Cadillo gets the ball. Her pass deflected out of bounds by Squires. And the Stars defense playing about as well as you could possibly play right now. 12 seconds to go before the half and a 12-point Kearney Catholic lead. Brittany Lawrence holds the ball outside the arc, gives it to O'Malley with six, drives into the paint, tries to work her way around the defender, does, throws it off the glass and in, and that is the end of the first half of play. But a nice defensive surge that turned into some easy transition layups in the last 2 minutes of the half have given Kearney Catholic a 10-point lead here at halftime. Your score, the undefeated Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, leading the 6-1 North Platte St. Pat Lady Irish, 28-18. This is the championship game of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament, and we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
In the market for late model pre-owned car, SUV, or pickup? Come to Crossroads Ford in Kearney. They have all kinds of 2011, 2012, and 2013s in stock. Many brands to choose from. All have multi-point inspection and are priced to sell fast. Here's just a few. A new body 2013 Ford Fusion SE four-doors with low miles. 2012 Ford Focus SE or SEL. 11 Kia Soul with under 25,000 miles. 13 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive under 20,000 miles. 2011 Chevy Avalanche 4x4. 2012 Volkswagen Passat SE four-door. They will deal. They want trade-in. Stop and see them today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Halftime of our third game of the day here on ESPN Radio, the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament Girls Championship, where we have reached the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. They take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Halftime of the Girls Championship, Kearney Catholic 28 and North Platte St. Pat's 18. Our boys' championship game will be coming up next, and we expect to talk with Kearney Catholic coach Scott Carlin here momentarily. But earlier today, the consolation games, the girls' game, all Ogallala. Amherst just could not do anything offensively as they are beaten by a score of 51-19. Ogallala was balanced, 12 from Micah Mestel, 11 from Jenna Palachik and Sophie Arnsdorf, 10 points, 10 rebounds from the freshman Amanda Kroger. Off of the bench, Amherst got eight from Casey Juergens. Then to the boys' game, Amherst was able to get a lead, kind of gradually pull away. They were up by as many as 13 in the second half, and Ogallala could not get any closer than 5. Every time they got it to 5 or 6, Amherst would get a couple of buckets in a row and get that cushion back, and Amherst won at 55-49 to improve to 7-2 on the season. Dominic Abbott, 18 points, 11 rebounds. Braden Eckout had 15 points in the game for the Broncos. For Ogallala, 17 points, 11 rebounds from Jared Yeager, 13 points from Adam Crandall. Here at halftime, Kearney Catholic leads the girls' game 28-18, and we'll look at the numbers in a moment.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, here's a look at the first half numbers, starting with North Platte St. Pat's. They are led by Anna O'Malley with 8 points and one rebound. Amanda McClellan, 2 points, two rebounds. Erin Nozicka has one rebound. Tony Cadillo has a block shot and numerous steals in this game. Bree Sainer, 6 points, three rebounds. Brittany Lawrence, 2 points, three rebounds, and two blocks. I had the Irish for 7 rebounds in the first quarter and 3 in the second. They have not been to the free throw line yet. 3 points shooting, 0 of 2 in the first and 0 of 5 in the second. Turnovers, 6 in the first quarter and 11 in the second quarter. Foul situation, O'Malley has 2. 12 points in the first quarter, 6 in the second. The Irish have 18 points, 10 rebounds. They've not shot a free throw. They're 0 of 7 from 3-point land. 3 block shots, 17 turnovers for St. Pat's. We'll look at Kearney Catholic's numbers after this.
Going to Bowman is up for three. Good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owner's insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to high school basketball. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth as we continue a look at our first half statistics on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For Kearney Catholic, they've been shuttling in their 10 players, and they've all done a little something, including Michelle Messbarger. 7 straight points there to end the half. That's her total. Shayla Connor, 5 points and a rebound. Allie Persosky has hit a 3-point bucket. Whitney Colling, 3 points, two rebounds. Morgan Studi, 2 rebounds. Kylie Teal, 3 points, two rebounds. Maddie Squires, 2 points, three rebounds and a block. Anna Squires, a block. Kayla Shundoff, 3 points and one rebound. And Caitlin Long, 2 points and two rebounds. 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first, 2 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, 3 of 6 in the first quarter, did not attempt one. In the second quarter, turnovers 4 in the first, but 8 in the second. So turnovers in this ball game, high-paced, really getting after it, and a lot of turnovers on both sides here. For Kearney Catholic foul situation, Morgan Studi has 2. 14 points in each quarter. And at the half, Kearney Catholic, 28 points, 13 rebounds. 3 of 6 from the free throw line. 3 of 6 from three-point land. 2 block shots and 12 turnovers. Third-ranked team in C1, Kearney Catholic at 8-0, leading the second-ranked team in D1, the 6-1 North Platte St. Pat's Irish at the half by a score of 28-18. On Classic Hits 98.9, they're at halftime. The Overton boys lead Centura 27-17. In the boys' consolation game, the girls' consolation game, Ravenna beat Spalding Academy 51-38. Still to come, the championship games from Ravenna on 98.9 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The girls' championship will be Centura taking on Overton, and then the boys' championship at 6:15, two undefeated teams, Ravenna and Spalding Academy, the Irish, the D2 state runner-up last year, and what a game they had yesterday with Overton. And again here, we've got the Kearney Catholic and North Platte St. Pat's boys final still to come, scheduled for 4 o'clock, maybe just a few minutes after, as they only scheduled them 90 minutes apart. But we will have that for you here on ESPN Radio. The St. Pat's boys come in with an undefeated record at 7-0, but the only team that's got a winning record that they've played is Amherst. And for Kearney Catholic, they are 4-3 on the season. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Second half is next.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball for the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. Nicola, is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the second half of play. They'll turn it over. North Platte St. Pat's dribbles it up the floor. They'll turn it over. Not a good start for what the fans want to see here. 28-18. Stars lead it by 10. And they'll have their original five starters in there. Squires gets it to Shendoff. Tries. Brittany Lawrence gets her third block and takes it away. Well-run play. You got to respect the defense of the Irish there. So the Stars don't want to get away from that as O'Malley brings it into the front court, kicks it out to Cadillo. The Irish need to bang down a couple of those three-pointers. They've shot 7 of them. They haven't made any of them. They've had some good looks. And obviously a couple. Ooh, there's a bomb for a three. O'Malley, that was way back there, and it's also way off the mark. O'Malley chases down the long rebound to Cadillo at the right elbow. Starts to attack. Gives it back out to O'Malley. She'll try a normal range three. It also won't go. And Kearney Catholic gets out of there with a basketball. Whitney Colling. Colling pushes it up the floor, gets around everybody to the rack and scores. St. Pat's thought they were going to steal the ball, and when they didn't, they just stopped. And Colling went right by him and scored. It's 30-18. Another steal in the backcourt. Prasoski to Colling. They lay it up, and it is in. And a timeout by North Platte St. Pat's with 6:43 to go here in the third quarter of play. The Stars defense has turned this ball game around 32-18. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
And we're back here at Cope Gymnasium, where St. Pat's with the basketball out of their own timeout. They can't break the 10-second line. And it's going to start getting frustrating here for the Irish. Kearney Catholic has really found a niche here with their defense, and they lead it by 14 at 32-18. Remember, it was 12-9, St. Pat's, late in the first quarter. And since then, nothing for the Irish. Squires starts to drive, gives it to Connor, right back to Squires. Right side shut off, takes it at Lawrence again. Ball fake, shot won't go. Lawrence, with the defensive pressure, gets the rebound, her fourth, and gives it off to Anna O'Malley. Into the double team, fires it to Sainer. She is going to be nearly tied up. They're going to call a walk. Instead of a tie-up, they're going to call a walk. And the Irish aren't even getting shots up here. As the inbounds pass is ricocheted all the way over to the far side, and Squires is fouled on a three. Nope. They're going to say it was on an offensive rebound. Squires went down, so I just assumed that's where the whistle was. She missed the three-pointer, and the foul is going to be on Kayla Shundoff. That'll be her first. So St. Pat's will throw it in. They steal it away right underneath the hoop. The ball is up and in for Whitney Colling, and she's got 6 points here all in this quarter, and a foul to go along with it, and a chance at a three-point play. That is five turnovers for St. Pat's here in 2 minutes. And the foul is on Anna O'Malley, her third. And they're just reaching in there and tapping it away or ripping it away. And it's 34-18. The free throw by Colling is on the way. It's good. Seven in a row to start the quarter. 10 of the game. 35-18. A game you kind of thought might go down to the wire. Doesn't look like it'll be that way here this afternoon. O'Malley to Cadillo. Squires hands the all over. Cadillo gets away. Now lobs it underneath. Lawrence is there, but it's too deep. She just saves it to Nozicka. Nozicka needs some help. Throws it back out to Cadillo. Over to Anna O'Malley. Starts to drive. Connor knocks the ball away. Another steal. Squires up the floor. Back up top to Connor. Ball fake. Drives in. There's Lawrence. She knows to kick it out. And she will to Prasoski. They'll reset it up top to Shundoff. 35-18. Kearney Catholic with the lead. 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Connor drives through the lane. Stops. Let Lawrence go by. Then the shot is blocked in there. Looked like maybe by Sainer. Picked back up by the Stars. Top of the key. The three-pointer is on the way. No good by Squires. It's tipped into the hands of Shundoff. Shundoff will put it up and in. And a timeout by Kearney Catholic. It is all Stars right now. 4:55 to go here in quarter number three. And it's 37-18. This timeout is brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, and farm insurance. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Last day of 2013, Kearney Catholic girls wanted to go out right, and they have really put the hammer down here. 37-18, a 9-0 run to start the quarter, and they have just stolen the ball away again. Three-pointer, Prasoski, transition, bucket is good. And it is 40-18. It is hard to describe what is happening to this 6-1 North Platte St. Pat's team as they have thrown it away again against the pressure. That is eight turnovers in 3.5 minutes. And Coach Steineke now just has to start finding some girls to come in and play, because these girls are getting frustrated. Although they're not showing it, but it's going to happen. Peyton Irish comes in. Anna Squires in there for Kearney Catholic. Now out of that timeout, she's got it on the left wing. Faces up against Lawrence. Goes up top to Squires. Starts to drive and kicks it back out to Prasoski. Alley into the corner. Squires takes the 15-foot jumper. It's short. Ball is out of bounds. It's going to belong to Kearney Catholic. And here comes Teal and Studi and Messbarger and Long back into the game for the Stars. With 4:13 to go, Kearney Catholic basically kind of evening the minutes. You've got your starters. They play about half the quarter, and then the second five comes in. That's unusual for what Coach Petrie has done over the years. He'll play 10 or 11 or 12 kids, but they'll usually rotate in two, three at a time, keep them fresh as they overthrow Brittany Lawrence, and that tells you what's going on. If you're 6'4 and they overthrow you, and St. Pat's, you got a feel for them. They're a very good basketball team, but it's not going their way right now. They got a good start as Studi tries a three. It's going to be blocked by Amanda McClellan, and the ball comes down into the hands of the Irish and Sainer. Still pressure in the backcourt. Finally, they throw over the top of it. We've got a two-on-two with the long pass and the long arms of Caitlin Long deflected away. O'Malley has it on the left wing. Throws through the lane to Irish. Looking for their first points of the half, and we're at the 3:30 mark of the third quarter. McClellan over the left wing. Lobs it into Lawrence. Lawrence on Long. Spins, shoots. Too strong, and a foul going to be called on Long, and they'll get a chance to get on the board here at the free throw line. First foul on Caitlin Long. Second foul of the half on the Stars. And Brittany Lawrence, only 2 points in the game, gets two free throws. First one, no good. That is the first free throw of the game for the Irish. Comes at the 3:23 mark. Boys game will follow. Second free throw, good. And Lawrence hits it, 40-19, as the Irish finally get on the board here. 10-point game at the half. Now it's 21, Long in the left-hand corner. Back up top, Squires reverses it. Teal drops back for the long three and hits it. Kylie Teal with her second three of the game, 43-19. 24-point lead, stepping through. The Irish will get it to Lawrence. Back over to Peyton Irish. Drives to the right baseline. Lobs it into Lawrence. She calls for the ball, gets set, puts it up, and scores. Brittany Lawrence took her time. Once she got it, she kept moving, but had that pivot foot down. Made the move, got open, and scores. She now has five. As Teal kicks it into the corner to Long. Back out Studi. Her three-pointer is on the way. No good. Rebound brought down by Lawrence. And here come the Irish. O'Malley across the timeline. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. And it looks like she stepped out of bounds against the double team of Messbarger and Squires. And North Platte St. Pat's turns it over. 43-21, Kearney Catholic with 2:28 to go here in the third quarter of play. As Messbarger brings the ball into play, takes it all the way down the left side of the lane, throws it up, it won't go this time, and Sainer will have her fifth rebound. To O'Malley, across the timeline, against this extended trapping 2-3 zone. Lawrence at the top of the key, over to Cadillo. Into the corner they go to McClellan. Lob it into Lawrence. Kicks it back out to Cadillo. Playing catch along the perimeter here. O'Malley with it. Ball fake on Studi. Bounce pass to Cadillo. She'll get the three-pointer away. It will not go. The rebound falls into the hands of Morgan Studi, her third. Outlet pass to Anna Squire. She takes it in at Lawrence. Puts it up. No good. Fighting for the loose ball. Lawrence wins the battle this time. And we'll give it off for the Irish to O'Malley. Up the floor, dribbles it off her foot, and out of bounds it goes. Don't forget, we've got more basketball Friday night. Kearney Catholic will travel to Overton for a doubleheader on Classic Hits 98.9, scheduled to get underway at around 6 o'clock. We'll have that doubleheader for you for our first basketball in the new year. There actually is a game Thursday. It's a makeup game. Shelton and Wilcox Hildreth are playing Thursday afternoon. If you're looking for something to do. Driving Messbarger. Shot blocked by Lawrence. Ball loose. Shot up no good. Rebound brought down by McClellan. And the Irish push the ball up the floor. With a minute 10 to go here in the third quarter to Cadillo. 43-21 Stars. They have put up 15 points in the quarter. Here's a long three. Anna O'Malley. No good. And it goes over the backboard. And out of bounds to the Stars. Aaron Nozicka back in for the Irish. For Kearney Catholic, they go to Overton on Friday, and then they're back home against Wood River on the 9th before going to Central Catholic on the 10th. St. Pat's will host Hayes Center coming up on Tuesday. That's their next game, and then it's off to Perkins County. A lot of very winnable games for the Irish in the near future as Teal tries a three. It's too long. Rebound brought down by St. Pat's, and Amanda McClellan will get out of there with it. Get it to Nozicka. And back over to O'Malley into the front court with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Cadillo. They're almost starting to shy away from shooting the three because they're 0 of 11. There's O'Malley off the right-hand dribble. Comes in, draws contact. No good. Lawrence offensive putback. No good. And Squires will come out of there with a basketball for Kearney Catholic. Players kind of fall to the floor. Stars try to go transition and stepping in front of the pass. McClellan. Will make the steal. That's just the second turnover for Kearney Catholic. 4 seconds to go, 3 seconds, and they will not get a shot away. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Your score, Kearney Catholic 43, North Platte St. Pat's 21 in the girls' championship game of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. We'll be right back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth as we get ready for the fourth quarter of play, and Kearney Catholic's girls have this one in hand, 43-21 over North Platte St. Pat's in the girls' championship game. Stars will reach in and foul Brittany Lawrence on the entry pass. And it's on Kayla Shundoff, her second, third foul of the half on the Stars. North Platte St. Pat's with the basketball. They'll fire another three. It comes up well short, but Anna O'Malley's going to get the rebound, lob it into Lawrence, and she'll lay it up and in. She's got all 5 points in this half for North Platte St. Pat's, and it's 43-23. Kearney Catholic, Calling drives, gets all the way to the baseline, turns, kicks it out, free throw line jumper by Shundoff, no good. Rebound brought down by Lawrence. That'll be her eighth. To Cadillo in the front court, O'Malley. O'Malley dribbles in, Squires shuts her off into the corner. Stainer try to lob it into Lawrence. She can't grab that one. Steal made by Shayla Connor. Poked it out of her hands, and Kearney Catholic will have to take it out of bounds. Don't forget, at the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show will have all the final stats for you and get you ready for the final game of 2013 as the Irish and Star boys will play. Inbound to Shundoff, but Lawrence was right there and got her fifth block shot again. Brittany stands 6'3", 6'4", for the Irish, and is going to play volleyball at Creighton. She's been playing ever since she was old enough to suit up varsity. As O'Malley drives, throws one up, no good. Rebound's going to be brought down by Maddie Squires, her fourth. Up the floor, they'll get it to Colling. Back up top to Squires. Swings it to Prasoski. Stars have slowed down a little bit here in the half court. That's probably the only thing they've really not been too great at is their half-court offense. Most of the points off steals and transitions. And Kearney Catholic is going to take a timeout. 6:29 remaining here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford in Kearney help. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or you can search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. 6.5 to go in the game. The Stars lead St. Pat's 43-23. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And out of the Kearney Catholic timeout. 6:29 to go in the game. Timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. 43-23 Stars. And it's their basketball. Prasoski takes it in the right-hand corner. Then they'll lob it out top and get their offense rolling. Prasoski off the screen, pulls up for the three. That one will not go for Allie. Kearney Catholic's 5 of 14 from out there. And trying to save it, Connor almost made a great save, but it did touch the baseline and belongs to North Platte St. Pat's. The Irish, 29 turnovers in the game. Almost made it 30, and now the 10 seconds are coming into play. Lawrence back to O'Malley. O'Malley gets it into the front court to Cadillo. into the right-hand corner. Sainer trying to hit it to the trailer. There's Maddie Squires with the steal and turnover number 30. Baseball pass to the other end. Catch and shoot all in one motion for Whitney Colling. And she's got a game-high 12 points. And we have our first bucket of the fourth quarter for Kearney Catholic, 45-23 Stars. As O'Malley brings it across the timeline, over to Cadillo. Tony into the right-hand corner for Nozicka. Poked out of her hands. They'll throw it in again. Yep. Listening to KXPN Kearney and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And the second five now come back into the ball game for the Stars. Teal, Studi, Messbarger, Anna Squires, and Long. As St. Pat's will throw it into Cadillo, right back. They'll lob it into Lawrence. Turnaround jumper right baseline. Won't go. Messbarger will grab her first rebound and get it out to Anna Squires. A lot of freshmen and sophomores now out there on the floor for Kearney Catholic. Studi, the only junior. And I'll bounce past the Teal on the right side of the lane. Cut off by Cadillo, so they'll kick it back out. Now Kylie drives again, throws through the paint to Long into the corner to Squires. Good quick ball movement here by Kearney Catholic. On the low post, they get it inside. Turnaround jumper Long, won't go. Tries to get her own rebound, does, and she's going to get fouled. Caitlin Long with her third rebound, and the foul is going to be on Britt. Well, let's double check who it's on. Thought it was on Lawrence. Yeah, I'm sure it is. That's her first. Kearney Catholic basketball. Messbarger, one-hand runner, hits it. 9 for Michelle Messbarger, and it was their run where she scored 7 in a row to end the second quarter that changed the face of this basketball game. It was turnover, turnover, turnover right underneath their basket, and St. Pat's just kept giving it away, and the Stars kept laying it up and in, and that took the lead from 6 out to 12, and now it's out to 24. Three-pointer on the way, no good. McClellan, rebound brought down by Anna Squires. 47-23, Teal a 3 in transition. It's like if you're open, shoot it. And so that's what all the girls are doing. The rebound comes down to Brittany Lawrence off the missed 3. O'Malley, pass tipped away in the steal main. Kylie Teal brings it in, and Anna O'Malley is going to be called for the foul. And that'll be the 4th on O'Malley. She is the only player even close to being in foul trouble. Each team had 3 fouls here in the second half. And checking in is going to be Riley Nitsch, a freshman here. As I'm sure we're going to start to see the benches get a little more empty, although a lot of kids have played on both teams already. Stars will lob it into Long. Nobody comes out, so she starts to drive, and a good play there to pick her pocket by Sainer. And the Stars with just their 3rd turnover of the half after having problems in the first half, and they get it right back as Studi forces the turnover on McClellan. And Kearney Catholic will throw it in. 47-23, 3:50 to go. Stars are going to go to 9-0. As Messbarger drives, kicks it into the corner to Studi. Back out to Squires, into the corner to Long. And the question now is how long can the Stars remain undefeated? Last year they were undefeated going into the Seward-Pierce back-to-back games, and those were their only 2 losses in the regular season. As Studi's shot is no good, Squires grabs the loose ball. Stars will start over here. This year they don't play Pierce. They do play Seward again. As Squires drives, gives it to Long. She's got about a 12-footer, but kind of had to adjust around Lawrence. And then Studi picks up the loose ball. 3rd chance here. Back cut, Messbarger. And there's an easy block and takeaway, Brittany Lawrence. That works against most high school teams, but Lawrence stood her ground. And the Irish have the basketball back with 3 minutes to go. Lawrence dumps it into the left-hand corner to Sainer. Back between the circles, Cadillo drives, 12-footer up and in for Tony, and a timeout going to be called here by St. Pat's. We've got numerous players checking into the ball game, and we'll see some new faces when we come back. 2:54 to go in our contest. It is Kearney Catholic 47, North Platte St. Pat's 25. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Your fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes 2 of us.
Ask Shelter Agent Joe Methy about Shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
In other basketball action going on Classic Hits 98.9. They're in the fourth quarter of the boys' consolation game, and a big third quarter for Centura. Overton was up 10 at the half. Now it's 37-36 Overton as they head to the fourth quarter. Here it's 47-25 Kearney Catholic. They suit 15 girls. They're all going to play. And into the ball game, Elena Bach, Mackenzie Smith. Also on the floor, Jordan Streit, Sarah Oldfather. And the fifth member is Morgan Teal, the freshman. And she's got the ball in the left-hand corner, out to Smith, over to Bach. She squares up for the three, off the front of the iron, no good. And the rebound brought down by St. Pat's. That's going to be Riley Nitsch. Nitsch pushes the ball up the floor. The Irish have some new faces in there. Allie Scala in the right-hand corner. Bounce pass inside, knocked away. And the Stars will come away with a steal. Up ahead to Mackenzie Smith. Smith with a left-hand dribble. Back for a long-range jumper. Is it a three? Yes, it is. Three-pointer on the way by Teal. Morgan Teal is going to hit that one. And out the other end, ball knocked out of bounds. 50-25. Here comes Jordan Childers for St. Pat's. Also out there, Charlie Kamachik is on the floor. And I think we've got them all. Number 44, Katie Slattery, also out there for the Irish. Final 2 minutes. There's a 19-footer on the left wing. It's no good, but an offensive rebound here by St. Pat's. And that's Kodlachik with it. 1:34 to go. They'll go to Childers. She's got it at the top of the circle. With no JV game, these kids want to see some action as well, and so they are. Here in the second day, they did yesterday too, because both teams won easily. Here's a three-pointer cast up off the iron, no good by the Irish. Smith tries to grab the rebound, but it's going to be knocked out of her hands, and back to the Irish. Misco Sports post-game show coming up. We'll give you the final numbers, and then it's the boys' championship on this beautiful final day of 2013. Inbounds pass comes to Childers. Looks right, but kicks it back up top to Kodlachik. Kodlachik steps through the double team and gets it over to Nitsch. Nitsch starts to drive. Ball ends up on the floor, picked up by Scala. 1 minute to go in the game. Stars again go for the steal, and that time Smith clipped her just a little bit. And McKenzie will be called for her first personal foul. Fourth team foul, and right back in for the Irish. Swing it over the top to Nitsch into the left-hand corner. Slattery with it. Back around the perimeter with 45 seconds to go. Katie in the left-hand corner again, trying to find a way to get a shot away against this zone defense of the Stars. Looks like they might whittle away the final 2 minutes. I think Kearney Catholic's group of five has only been on offense here a couple of times. As the ball now is knocked away, and Jordan Streit comes away with the steal. Jordan takes it in and scores. Jordan Streit makes the scorebook. 52-25, 20 seconds to go. Up the floor for the Irish, Riley Nitsch for what will be their final possession of the basketball game. Chidlachik gets it into the corner. Slattery with it, 10 seconds. Looks inside, can't find anybody. Back out top to Nitsch. Now they force it inside. Mackenzie Smith will make the steal. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that'll be the end of the basketball game. And Kearney Catholic, in what probably was a much easier fashion than many believed, it was their defense that was smothering today. And North Platte St. Pat's is going to want some oxygen when they get into the locker room for how tough their opponent was today. Kearney Catholic, 52. North Platte St. Pat's, 25. And again, remember, the Irish were up 12-9 6 minutes into the basketball game and only scored 13 the rest of the way. They'll fall to 6-2. The Stars are 9-0. Both the Irish losses are to undefeated teams. And when we come back, the Misco Sports postgame show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. As we are ready for the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports, keeping you geared up for the games for years. Get your game on at Misco's, and you'll be better equipped in 2014. Here's a look at the final numbers for North Platte St. Pat's. Anna O'Malley led the way with 8 points, 3 rebounds. Riley Nitch had 1 rebound. Charlie Kodlachik had a rebound. Amanda McClellan had 2 points, 4 rebounds, and a blocked shot. Aaron Nozicka had 1 rebound. Tony Cadillo, who played very well in the basketball game, especially defensively, 2 points, 1 block. Bree Sainer, 6 points, all in the first quarter, 5 rebounds and a block. And Brittany Lawrence, 7 points, 9 rebounds, 6 blocked shots. 10 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. The Irish went to the line once and were 1 of 2. 3-point shooting, 0 of 7 in each half. Turnovers, 17 in the first half, 18 in the second half. 18 points at halftime. The Irish were held to 7 second-half points. They finished with 25 points, 24 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 0 of 14 from 3-point land. They did have 9 blocked shots, but 35 turnovers unofficially as the St. Pat's Irish fall to 6-2. They will be home Tuesday against Hayes Center and then travel to Perkins County on the 10th. They host Cozad on the 11th. We'll look at Kearney Catholic's numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports. Doug Duda back with you here on the Misco Sports postgame show for Kearney Catholic. They had 10 players score. Michelle Messbarger had a run of 7 in a row at the end of the second quarter, finishes with 9 points and 1 rebound. Shayla Connor, 5 points and a rebound. Jordan Strite made a bucket late for her 2 points. Allie Prasoski, a couple of threes for 6 points. Whitney Collings scored 12, and that was the game high. She had 4 rebounds. Morgan Studi, 4 rebounds, numerous steals for her. Kylie Teal hit a couple of threes, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Morgan Teal hit a 3 for her total. Maddie Squires, 2 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Anna Squires, 3 rebounds and a block. Kayla Shundoff, 5 points, 2 rebounds. And Caitlin Long, 2 points and 3 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 in the first half and 1 of 1 in the second. 3-point shooting, 3 of 6 in the first half, 3 of 11 in the second half, and turnovers, 12 in the first half, but just 3 in the second half. The Stars had 28 points at halftime. They scored 24 more in the second half, and Kearney Catholic finishes with 52 points, 24 rebounds, 4 out of 7 at the free throw line, 6 of 17 from three-point land, 2 blocks, 15 turnovers. Kearney Catholic now 9-0 with the 52-25 win over North Platte St. Pat's. They'll be at Overton Friday night on Classic Hits 98.9 and return home on the 9th to play Wood River. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, serving our area athletes and schools for decades and will continue to do so from their storefront location at Ord. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you played. In college football, Arizona won the Advocare Bowl today, 42-19 over Boston College. UCLA leads Virginia Tech at the end of three quarters, 14-10 in the Sun Bowl. In the Liberty Bowl, Rice and Mississippi State are tied 7-7, just underway in the second quarter. And basketball action from Ravenna's Holiday Tournament. The boys, Centura and Overton, are in the fourth quarter right now on Classic Hits 98.9. Stay with us. Back with boys basketball in 20 minutes here on ESPN Radio.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Going to Bowling and Central 3.